The Pac-12 continues to confuse us all as ASU is dethroned, Utah now leaving the pack, and Oregon's performance has them falling in this week's rankings. I'm breaking down the Pac-12's performances from last week in today's episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for tuning in and making Locked On Pac-12 Podcast your first listen of the day. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, former Pac-12 student athlete, and today's episode is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. It's an unofficial community center. A big thank you to our friends at McDonald's for always being there. I'm loving it. Now, okay, today's episode, we're doing the weekly rankings, and I always have to remind you that, you know, the weekly rankings are literally just a performance evaluation for the week, okay? So it's literally an indicator of how each team did throughout the week or in the past weekend, and just giving you an outlook into what's going to happen, you know, heading into this next week in the matchups. So at number one this week is Utah, okay? They come in at number one for their dominant 35-21 win over Arizona State. Not only did they take down the team looking to be the clear favorite to take the pack, but they are now the last team standing with an undefeated record against conference opponents this season. Cam Rising threw for 247 yards, two touchdowns, and one rushing touchdown, while Tavion Thomas and TJ Pledger assisted with a rushing touchdown each. Although this win can also be attributed to ASU's problems they brought on themselves, Utah is getting stronger and stronger each week with the extra motivation of playing for their fallen teammates. I'm not sure if we'll be seeing them fall anytime soon. Brian Brown from Locked On Utes is not convinced that they'll go the rest of the season undefeated, but I don't think it will be easy for other opponents to take them down. Next, they'll face a well-rested Oregon State team that's wreaked some havoc amongst other Pac-12 schools this season. The Beavers were upset by Washington State, and the Cougars have already taken an L to the Utes. So, you know, you never know how this goes. But like I say every week, any given Saturday. Okay. Speaking of the Cougars, they come in at number two on this list after another impressive performance in the Palouse. Last week, they defeated the Stanford Cardinal 34-31. In a very close matchup, the Cougars were able to contain Stanford to advance to 4-3. Unfortunately, this week, their big win was overshadowed by the firing of head coach Nick Rolovich, who decided to stand strong against getting the COVID-19 vaccine. It's more unfortunate for those players who have started to see success under Rolovich and have had to deal with multiple coaching changes in their time at WSU. But one thing I'll say about Cougars, they're resilient. While this may be a bump in the road, I don't see it stopping them from fighting for their success the rest of this season. And I'm loving seeing that, you know, they're actually seeing that success. They're playing hard and, you know, really strong on the field each week. They've been going up against some tough opponents. And so this weekend, they'll actually be facing BYU, a non-conference opponent, but a team that has been down on their luck in their last two games, but has had a field day against Pac-12 teams this season. So Washington State has, you know, their hands, they have a handful coming their way for sure. Coming in at number three is the UCLA Bruins. Now, Chip Kelly is actually seeing a lot of success with the Bruins this year, and this game showed just that, okay? Most impressive of the night had to be running back Zach Charbonnet. I always say his last name wrong. Charbonneau, with 21 carries for 131 yards. He has been a great addition to that running back core and continues to impress each week. Dorian Thompson-Robinson led the team with 183 yards, two passing touchdowns, and a rushing touchdown. He completed 21 of 26 receptions, and this team has started off strong, stumbled a little on their way, losing to Fresno State and ASU, but they're still contenders for that Pac-12 South title, and their new Their next few games will be a crucial on their road to victory. Okay. This weekend, UCLA will actually be hosting ESPN's College Game Day at the Rose Bowl for their matchup against number 10 Oregon, who hasn't been playing like the top 10 team we know them to be. So if UCLA can defeat Oregon, they'll definitely be in these in those talks of favorites to take the Pac-12 title. But we all know how crazy this conference can be, and you really just never know what's going to happen at all. But coming up next, we will continue the rankings, and I'll continue to break down everything going on in the Pac-12 from last week, okay? This episode of Locked On Pac-12 podcast is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. It's a place where friends and family can come to reconnect, a place where classmates can meet up for a study group, knowing they'll have dependable Wi-Fi and endless supplies of French fries and McFlurries. Win or lose, it's a place where teammates, competitors, the home team, or the away team can come to recharge. It's the place you always look forward to stopping at on a long road trip to rest your legs and refuel. For me, I always used to love going to McDonald's as a kid and getting like the kids' meals with the little toys inside. Chicken nuggets were my favorite. You can never go wrong with the French fries. And I'm a barbecue lover. I know people like the sweet and sour, but the barbecue is a classic for me. So it was always one of my favorites for sure as a kid. And, you know, McDonald's always just brings back that feeling of like a childhood. It just does. I don't know what it is. So you need to head to your local McDonald's to refuel and reconnect. Did somebody say Locked On Pac-12 watch party? That sounds kind of cool. Either way, I know you know the jingle. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Okay, so back to our weekly rankings. Now, we're at number four now, and coming in at number four is Colorado. It was their first conference victory, and they completely shut out the Arizona Wildcats. Now, before you say, Cindy, relax, it's just Arizona, I'd like to point out, despite the Wildcats owning a crazy 18-game losing streak, they have scored at the minimum 14 points against all other opponents this season. So for them to go completely shut out, like, that was a good fight against, for Colorado. Mind you, Arizona even scored points against the Oregon Ducks, okay? So somehow Colorado came into this ready to dominate and shut them down, and they did just that. The Buffaloes have had their own fair share of struggles this season, and this win may help steer them in a better direction. They'll be facing a lowly Cal team this weekend before they hit the tougher part of their schedule. Coming in at number five on the list is the Oregon Ducks, the last team amongst the winners of the weekend. And I know you're probably confused, like, why would Oregon be down so low? They're in the middle of the rankings while being a top 10 team in the FBS, but it's simple. Oregon has been barely sealing wins against teams they should be absolutely blowing out. Most recently was their 24-17 victory versus Cal. Anthony Brown threw for a season-high 244 yards, but made some questionable decisions, and the offense only scored 24 points versus a Cal team that's been struggling to secure a conference win. Now, look, the stats may not show be a good indicator of how bad this game was for Oregon, and in my opinion, I just feel like I expect so much more dominance from them, and I'm not seeing that lately. They did lose CJ Burdell 2 weeks ago to injury, but Travis Dye has stepped up. He rushed for 145 yards on 19 carries last game. And Oregon's offense just basically needs to tighten up as they're going to face a more difficult opponent in UCLA this weekend. UCLA is not going to be easy for them at all. And UCLA for sure is going to be a team that's going to challenge Oregon to step up or step aside. So, you know, it is what it is. Coming up next is Stanford at number six, okay? This Cardinal team has lost three of the last four conference games they've played, most recently against Washington State and Pullman. And consistency has really been their big issue, okay? They have the worst rushing offense in the Pac-12, averaging just 84.2 yards per game on the ground in conference games. And they also struggle against the run. They've been missing tackles, and that has probably plagued the team the most. Stanford currently ranks 10th in the conference in rush defense and 12th in total defense. After Stanford took down Oregon, it looked like they were going to make some noise in the North, but now they're struggling to even be in the mix. This weekend, they have a bye, and they'll look to improve ahead of facing Washington next week. We'll continue these rankings, you know, more to come. We have four more teams to run through. Mind you, I don't talk about the teams or rank the teams that had bye weeks. So, you know, two teams will be left off this week. But four more teams have made the weekly rankings that we have to talk about. So I will definitely be hitting on those. But for those of you that are into betting, you know, this is the perfect time, okay? Start of basketball season is here, and there's more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline.ag remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. So head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. Now, if you haven't tried Built Bar by now, you are missing out. They say it's a protein bar, but it does not taste like one. You have to try one of these amazing bars yourself to believe it. Most protein bars are chalky or waxy or just plain hard to choke down. A Built Bar is soft, covered in 100% real chocolate, and when you bite into it, you know you're eating something different. It's more of an experience, one that you'll enjoy. In fact, you'd swear you're eating a candy bar. Built Bars are low carb, low calorie, low fat, low sugar, and high in protein. So all the healthy benefits on top of just being purely delicious. So many flavors. Another great thing about Built Bar, there are so many mouthwatering flavors, including coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, coconut almonds, salted caramel, double chocolate, and cherry barcia. This month, Built Bar is coming out with a new limited time flavors every 3 to 4 days, so check their website often. You do not want to miss out. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Now we're wrapping up these rankings, and you know, these last 14 I'm going to talk about, I'm not even going to go into super deep into detail about them, because we kind of talked about it this week, throughout the week with our co-hosts that have joined. ASU, you know, they're coming in at number 7, mainly because they took a big L against Utah, and it definitely definitely hurt them in a sense, because they were among the two teams that were left that were undefeated against conference opponents. Utah was the other team, and so now Utah is the lone team left like that. ASU had been on a hot streak, and they've been killing it and literally looking like the clear favorite to take the Pac-12. But what I continue to tell you is that the Pac-12 is so chaotic, it's kind of even hard now to pinpoint who will be the clear favorite. The one thing about ASU is they shot themselves in the foot with how they played. One of the big problems that they have right now is penalties. And so they're lacking discipline and need to get it together, okay? ASU has so much potential. And it's one of those things where you just, like, you expect so much more from them. So to see them go out like this in that loss. Now, we won't take away anything from that Utah team, because they are playing really well right now and are a strong team as well. But we expected a lot more from ASU. And at the end of the day, though, it was, you know, a matchup. But Utah came in and really defeated ASU 35-21. That was a struggle. ASU will go into this weekend with a bye, and they'll have to recoup and get ready for Washington State. And I know that while most people look at Washington State as not, you know, usually a top competitor, they've been playing really well lately. And Arizona State will have to travel up to Pullman to play against Washington State. And around late October, the weather will probably be pretty cold, something ASU is not used to. So that might be an advantage to Washington State Cougars. So we will see. But this weekend, ASU has a bye. Coming in at number 8 is Cal. Now, they've been putting up fights, you know, against these teams that they've been losing to, but still not able to secure that Pac-12 win. And right now, that's really their problem over everything. Taking L's left and right and just can't secure a Pac-12 win. They'll be facing Colorado this weekend, and I'm sure this will probably be one of those games where if they're hoping to get a Pac-12 win, this it might be against this team. But they both – I'll say they're both kind of at the same level at this point. So we'll see. It's just one of those we'll see moments. Coming in at number nine is Washington. Now, we've been talking about Washington football all season, about how disappointed we are and how they've been playing. And it's really been one of those situations where we've been expecting – we expected a lot more. They were supposed to be one of the top competitors in the North, and now – They're barely hanging on. That's what we'll say. They have one Pac-12 win. They'll be facing the Arizona Wildcats this weekend. If they can't beat the Wildcats, then I don't know what to say, because the Wildcats still haven't secured a win this year. They're on an 18-game losing streak. So, yeah. And that is why Arizona comes in dead last at number 10. That 18-game losing streak is getting tougher and tougher, and just – not scoring 1 point against Colorado when they've played other teams and have scored at the minimum 14 points, it's kind of hard right now. But they're struggling with injuries to their quarterbacks. They can't put a full game together. And as Michael Luke would say, they just suck. It is what it is. They just suck right now. So tough times for Arizona, Washington, Cal right now. Those are teams that will be looking to secure their win – either their first wins of the conference, first wins of the season, or for Washington, second, it would be second win in the conference. But either way, they're all in desperate need of a win this weekend. And so for all you Bear, Husky, Wildcat fans, got nothing but prayers for you. For those of you that, you know, want to keep up with Locked On Pac-12 and follow along on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12, you can follow me, Cindy Robinson, your host, on Twitter @_CindyRobinson. Other than that, thank you for making Locked On Pac-12 your first listen of the day. Now go ahead and make your second listen of the day one of our other conference shows. There's Locked On Big 12, Locked On ACC, and Locked On SEC, okay? All of them are free and available on all platforms. Make sure you check out Locked On Pac-12 Podcast on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. We are bringing you more and more content each week while we talk about your favorite conference, okay? Other than that, thank you for tuning in, and make sure you stay Locked On Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.